Hello there, everyone, and thank you so much for listening in to another quick Little Gems episode of the IKG. Of course, my name is Eric, and I am very appreciative of you listening in. As always, you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here, and I truly, truly appreciate it. So let's get some of the housekeeping out of the way first. Definitely go to ingolio.com where you can listen in to previous episodes, take a look at some photography, short films, all that great stuff, as well as go to endeliabrand.com, and that is spelled E-N-D-E-L-E-A-B-R-A-N-D.com. You can go there, take a look at some of the apparel that I have available, which, by the way, I do have another collection coming out. It'll be the final one for the season, entitled Lovable Hearts. Titled Lovable Hearts. I said entitled. But it's basic, very, very simple aesthetics, very simple colors, just one color, black, and comes in a hoodie, long sleeve. And yeah, the only difference is the hearts will be different. So it's a variation of a previous collection that I did at the beginning of the year called Cartoon Hearts. The quality is going to be better. It's going to be a much more comfortable product as opposed to before. And yeah, be on the lookout for it, y'all. I'll be posting up on it on my website, as well as my social media handles and stuff. So be on the lookout for that. But my reason for coming out today and having a conversation with you is we oftentimes expect the negative and assume the worst. But why don't we expect the positive and assume the positive? Or why can't we expect a positive and then assume the positive? I was talking to my therapist a few months ago about this. And one of the things I posed that question to him, you know, why is it so easy? Or why do we often expect the negative and assume the worst? But why can't we expect the positive and assume the best? He said, oh, it's simple. It's because nobody wants to be hurt or pissed about the outcome. And when he said that, I'm like, oh, that kind of makes a lot of sense. You know, we think in terms of lack, right? And not in terms of abundance. Oftentimes, that is the case. And we've been so accustomed to assume the worst of things, right? I have people in my friend group that I have conversations with about things like that. And yeah, it's pretty prevalent, you know, when you're having conversations, not just with my friends, but just with people in general. Because for the most part, you know, some of my friends are my core friends. They are all really cool. You know, they do their best. They know that there are certain circumstances or whatever that they're involved in, but they do their best to try to make the best out of whatever the outcome is. But there are some people that I do communicate with because I talk to a lot of people every day, and they assume the worst of things. And I'm like, why? Why do you do that? So I don't know. It's crazy. You know, what's more crazy is this type of behavior, I believe, started maybe about two generations ago, about a generation or two ago, I would say. One of the difficult things about telling people this is I get asked, why are you so positive? You know, they talk as if it's a bad thing. And my response is always the same thing. It's simple, because it's free to do. So it's free to assume the worst, but it's also free to assume the best. I was watching an interview recently with Aaron Rodgers. And if you don't know who Aaron Rodgers is, he is a quarterback for now the New York Jets. Prior to that, he was a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers for many, many years. He ended up moving to the New York Jets, and he was being interviewed. This is maybe right before the first game of their season started. And he was asked about the outcome of his new team and if he thinks they have a winning season, or if they will have a winning season. And he said, yeah, we're going to go to the Super Bowl. And so the interviewer was like, yeah, you know, but, you know, based on the past few years, y'all hadn't been to the playoffs. So how can you be so sure if you'll go? And Aaron said, look, And I, obviously I'm paraphrasing this, but he said, look, I don't think about the what ifs. I manifest and I typically operate on different, on positive outcomes. And if that doesn't happen, then good. But that means I have work to do. But if it does happen, then good. But I'm not going to stress out about what ifs. You know, I'm not going to stress out about what if we don't. I'm going to think more about what if we do. And so when he said that, I thought, which is actually some of the reason why I'm coming out with this episode right now, because that's how I feel. Like, why not think the positive, think about positive outcomes? Is it because you don't want to get hurt or don't want to get blindsided or you don't want to get disappointed by, you know, whatever the outcome is? Well, if you are if it's not a favorable outcome, then that just means that you have work to do for the next time around. Everything is a lesson, y'all, and we should treat it as such. And if you feel like you attract failure, then what makes you think that you can't attract success? It's the same formula. It really is. It's the same mindset. So I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Somebody said this and I thought it was really impactful. They said, if you do what's easy, then your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, then your life will be easy. Pretty powerful, right? Yeah. So at the end of the day, the moral of the story is think positive. It doesn't cost anything to do. Will you get disappointed by things, by outcomes? Maybe. What if you don't? So that's all I have to say for y'all today. Thank y'all so much for listening in, of course, to another episode of the IKG Little Gems. I really, really, really appreciate it. And until the next time, may all things work together for your good. And may you always continue to do good. My name is Eric, and I will see you all next time.